Imagine being forced to marry your father's intimidating business partner just to secure your inheritance. For Everly Belafonte, this nightmare becomes reality when she finds herself legally wed to Declan Hardy, retired NFL star, billionaire, and the most infuriatingly attractive man she's ever met. Their marriage contract seems simple. Maintain the arrangement for 1 year, keep things professional, and walk away with what they each deserve. But when blazing chemistry collides with genuine connection, the line between convenience and commitment begins to blur in ways neither expected. After 18 years of estrangement, Everly reluctantly reconnects with her father, Carl Milton, working at his luxury fitness empire, Heat, in Florida. When Carl suddenly dies, his will delivers a shocking stipulation. Everly and Declan must marry for 1 year to maintain control of the company. If they refuse, Everly's mother loses her yoga studio and home while a rival company takes over Heat. Despite their mutual resistance, they find themselves legally wed within hours, establishing strict boundaries, separate living spaces, professional interactions only, and absolutely no emotional entanglement. But their first night as a married couple culminates in a passionate encounter against Declan's car during a rainstorm, immediately challenging their business-only agreement. "It's not convenient to watch men stare at your ass when all I want to do is redden it," Declan growls during one heated moment, dismissing Everly's insistence that this is merely a marriage of convenience. This tension between arrangement and authentic desire becomes the central conflict they can't escape. Just as genuine feelings develop between them, tabloids publish damaging articles about Everly's past, portraying her as a scammer who fabricates assault allegations to manipulate wealthy men, suggesting she's doing the same to Declan. In a vulnerable moment, Everly reveals the truth. 3 years ago, her ex-boyfriend Andrew sexually assaulted her and a friend at a charity event. Despite evidence, Andrew's powerful family launched a vicious PR campaign portraying her as a liar. Though Andrew was eventually convicted, the harassment forced her to abandon her studies and flee to Florida. Declan responds with controlled fury, directed not at Everly, but at the systemic failures that allowed her perpetrator to continue victimizing her through media. He immediately works to have the stories removed and investigates Andrew's family's attempts to discredit her. "I'm still me," Everly tells Declan. "What happened is part of my story, but it's not who I am." Her resilience in facing these demons deepens Declan's feelings, blurring the boundaries of their arrangement into something more genuine. 3 months into their marriage, another bombshell drops. Carl's will stipulates that Everly must become pregnant within their first year of marriage to maintain control of Heat. This revelation forces them to confront both their feelings for each other and their desires for parenthood. Declan immediately sees the strategic value in fulfilling this condition, his acceptance stemming from business sense and his growing attachment to Everly. When he discovers her birth control implant poses health risks, his protective instincts emerge, though he shows unexpected restraint afterward, giving her space to process. Everly's reaction is more nuanced. While she wants children, she rebels against conception as a business transaction, desiring a child born from love. This disagreement creates an emotional divide between them, with Declan retreating behind professionalism rather than addressing deeper issues. The situation deteriorates when Anastasia, Declan's ex-fiancée, launches a calculated social media campaign suggesting an ongoing connection with Declan. Her followers speculate whether he married the wrong woman, threatening Everly's public standing and making her question if Declan's acceptance of their marriage is genuine or merely another business strategy. At the Heat Charity Gala, Declan bids $1 million for a dance with Everly, publicly claiming her before Seattle's elite. Their chemistry peaks during a passionate garden maze encounter where Everly hints at her feelings. His response is crushing. "I don't love you, Drop," he states coldly, using her nickname like a weapon. Devastated, Everly resigns from Heat. Her attempt to maintain distance fails when Declan finds her sparring with his brother Dom at the gym. Seeing another man touch her triggers something primal in Declan, causing him to claim her as his wife in front of everyone. Their confrontation in his office becomes a turning point. As emotions erupt, Declan reveals a simple string bracelet she once made, now worn thin from constant contact, kept wrapped around his finger. Between heated kisses, he repeatedly asserts, "You're my wife. Papers or no papers, time apart or together, you're mine." Finally, the truth about Anastasia emerges. Declan's public appearances with her were strategic moves to acquire Everly's mother's yoga studio. His cruel rejection had been a misguided attempt at protection, believing distance would shield her from complications. Everly accidentally reveals her pregnancy during breakfast, unknowingly fulfilling the will stipulation naturally. After multiple confirmations, Declan's shock transforms into joy. He immediately plans to demolish her guest house, insisting she move into the main house permanently. In a surprising gesture, he dissolves their prenuptial agreement, making her an equal partner in his estate. Their happiness faces a challenge when Andrew, fresh from prison and resentful, corners Everly at heat. She stands her ground confidently. When Declan arrives, he restrains Andrew, while Everly calmly exposes every manipulation and lie Andrew used against her. To create a perfect fresh start, Declan plans an elaborate surprise. He flies Everly to her hometown, where he's restored the diner where she once dreamed of a better life. Inside, her mother and friend Tanya wait with champagne and a banner reading, "Let's get married again." Kneeling with a stunning diamond ring, Declan declares, "You're mine. I just need the wedding to let the world know it too." This story explores how vulnerability creates genuine connection. Both Everly and Declan begin with walls, she from past trauma, he from his need for control. Their marriage of convenience initially serves as another barrier, maintaining emotional distance while fulfilling obligations. Yet sharing physical and emotional space gradually reveals their authentic selves through countless moments of unguarded intimacy. Shared meals, quiet evenings, unexpected conversations. When Everly finally shares her trauma about the foster system and fear of abandonment, Declan responds with protective rage and tender support, showing her vulnerability doesn't always lead to rejection. Their journey teaches that true intimacy requires risk, the willingness to be hurt, seen, and known completely. Everly learns to let go of self-protective instincts, while Declan discovers that control and love often oppose each other. Only by embracing vulnerability can they transform their arrangement into a partnership built on trust, respect, and love. What began as a reluctant agreement becomes a choice made freely and joyfully. Their story reminds us that meaningful connections can arise from unexpected beginnings, and that real love is worth fighting for, no matter how inconvenient it initially seems.